From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting rescue efforts underway following Monday's devastating earthquake in South Asia. Rescue efforts have begun following that major earthquake which struck a remote area of northern Afghanistan, killing nearly 300 and said to be injured hundreds more. The quake registered a magnitude 7.5, was followed by at least two tremors. The quake centered deep beneath the Hindu Kush Mountains in Afghanistan's sparsely populated Badakhshan province, which borders Pakistan, Tajikistan, and China. Nazif Shirani of Indiana University grew up in the region.
It's extremely mountainous, very rough terrain, and very earthquake-prone. Earthquake essentially is part of people's lives in that part of the country.
The quake triggered landslides in northern and northwest Pakistan. Reports say buildings swayed in India's capital, forcing office workers to flee to the streets. It comes nearly 6 months after a devastating quake in Nepal killed thousands and destroyed hundreds of thousands of homes. The U.S. Agency for International Development has pre-positioned assets, including emergency shelters and relief supply kits, in both Afghanistan and Pakistan. The opposition in the Republic of Congo says low voter turnout in Sunday's referendum on constitutional changes was a slap in the face of longtime ruler President Denis Sassou Nguesso. Opposition leader Pascal Tsati Mabiala of the Pan-African Union for Social Democracy says the turnout totally discredits the referendum and called on the government to annul the results. Mr. Sassou Nguesso sought the changes to clear the way for extending his rule beyond the Constitution's two-year limit while changing the age limit of 70 for all presidential candidates. This is VOA News. A raid on an Islamic State cell in southeast Turkey left two policemen and seven militants dead. The firefight occurred as police raided multiple homes Monday in the mainly Kurdish city Diyarbakir. Authorities blame the IS group for a double suicide bombing in Ankara early this month that killed more than 100. Meanwhile, the U.S. and Russia are trying again to try to find ways to end the nearly 5 years civil war in Syria. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
There will be a follow-on multilateral meeting. It could happen as soon as, perhaps, the end of this week. Details are still coming together, so I really don't have much in terms of specifics to offer you today, except to say that, as the Secretary said himself last week, it's important to continue this dialogue, these discussions, toward trying to arrive at the modalities of a political transition. The Secretary believes that the momentum is moving in the right direction, and that's why it's important, in his view, to continue to meet with partners in the effort.
Meanwhile, the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes over Syria have slowed in recent days, even as the tempo of Russian airstrikes ramp up to nearly 300 targets over the past 3 days. Indonesia's President Joko Widodo, after meeting President Obama, announced Monday at the White House he intends to join the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement with the U.S. and 11 other Pacific Rim countries.
Indonesia is an open economy, and with the 250 million population, we are the largest economy in Southeast Asia.
Dan Indonesia bermaksud untuk bergabung dengan TPP.
And Indonesia intends to join the TPP.
Mr. Widodo, the first Indonesian leader to visit the U.S. in a decade, he took office a year ago as an outsider, promising change in the world's most populous Muslim country. The U.S. military sent the guided missile destroyer USS Lawson to within 12 nautical miles of China's artificial islands in the South China Sea. The destroyer sailed near reefs in the Spratly Archipelago. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The president, actually, when he was standing next to President Xi out in the Rose Garden, indicated that the United States would operate, fly, or sail anywhere that international law allows. You know, that certainly includes the ability of our Navy to operate in international waters. This is, you know, a critically important principle, particularly in the South China Sea, because there are billions of dollars of commerce that flow through that region of the world every year.
China has warned it will not allow any country to violate the airspace of the Spratly Archipelago, which was submerged before China began a major construction project to make them into islands last year. The World Health Organization says it's removing Nigeria from the list of polio endemic countries after the West African country reported no new cases of the disease for the past 15 months. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.